See, everything you need from your new birth till you step off, until you leave this body and go to be with the Lord. And then everything you need when you get there, everything you need has already been provided. It's here. And everything you need, you can get it now. How do you get it? By your faith. Hallelujah. Some people, because of the way they were raised, because of the environment they get in, the enemy will try to make decisions for you. He'll try to set the stage or set your life in a course that is leading you directly from God. But when somebody come along with the word of God and give you the word and you respond to that, or you receive that word, then your course can be redirected. And whatever curse, y'all better hear me, whatever curse that your family brought you up in, stop right then. And then you can stand up and say, no more of this mess in my life. But if you want to dilly around in it and keep on, you know, in and out, you'll go through life when you could have been free. See, when I first heard about faith, I didn't understand. All I do now, and still, I got so much to learn. But I thank God for the thing that he taught me. Yes, sir. I believe this is why my life is where it is now, and I want to get it even better. I believe that. If I hadn't gone this way, I don't know where I'd be today. And here's what you got to understand, brothers and sisters. To live this life on this earth, you will have challenges. You will be confronted with circumstances. You will be confronted by the enemy. And you need to understand how and what to fight. Notice what he said here. Are you with me so far? What did he say? Fight. What did he say? Fight the good fight of faith. Notice what he called this. What did he call it? A good fight. Now, how many of you ever been in a fight? Don't raise your hand. And the fight that you didn't win, did you go out and tell people, I was in a fight. I got my eye black and knocked out, and I got knocked out. You didn't mention it. But the one that you was in and you won, what'd you do? I mauled him. I laid him to the ground. I laid him out. You bragged about your... So that tells me a good fight is the one you win. So the Lord said to you and me, ooh, I'm just getting wound up, but I gotta quit. The Lord said to you and me, fight the good fight of faith. Why do you fight the good fight? Because you have an enemy to your faith. Trying to put you in a place that you do not belong. You've been delivered from that place. He keep trying to inflict you with the stuff you've been delivered from. You've been delivered from sickness. You've been delivered from poverty. You've been delivered from confusion. You've been delivered from strife. You've been delivered from hate. You've been delivered from the devil. And that's why he keep on trying to rob you so you can't see it. But the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Psalm 1, Psalm 84, verse 11 and 12 said, I think it's verse 11. It said, the Lord is a sun and shield. No good thing. He will withhold from them that walk upright. Who is walking right? Those that fight the good fight of faith. No good thing. He won't hold no house from you. He won't hold no car from you. He won't hold no peace from you. He won't hold no joy from you. Fight the good fight. Determine, make a decision. Today, it's mine. I have it. I will not let go of it. I'm not trying to get it. I got it. He gave it. I believe it. I receive it. And I hold fast to it. Storm may rise. People may show up. Try to turn you around. Change your mind. Talk you down. Say you're crazy. Say you lost your mind. Leave me alone. I'm doing fine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Look what and I'm closing now.